the concern growing about the chemical known as PFOA contaminating drinking water systems in southern New Hampshire. Residents are now looking for ways to test their own water. State environmental officials are testing private wells near the St. Gobain Plastics plant in Merrimack, but many outside that one-mile radius want to know if their water is safe to drink. It turns out, however, there are no labs here in New Hampshire that test for the chemical, which some studies have linked to certain types of cancer. But there are labs in the Granite State working with residents on collecting water samples and getting PFOA testing done out of state. And that's been keeping Nelson Analytical Lab in Manchester busy. Andrew Nelson is owner and laboratory director there, and he joins us now. Good morning.
Good morning, Rick.
News first broke about this PFOA water contamination issue about a month ago. Now, what have you seen since then?
Well, since that point, we've definitely seen a lot of concern, especially from the areas of Merrimack, Bedford, and Litchfield in particular, of course. So we've seen an increasing level of concern from homeowners and residents of those areas that has been on the uptick all throughout the last 3 or 4 weeks.
Now, when you say an uptick, I mean, how many people are you talking about? Is it several a day?
A couple weeks ago when this first broke, we were getting, a few calls a day, and that's increased at this point to, I would say right now we're getting somewhere between 20, 25 calls a day at least with concerns over PFOA. We are seeing concerns from areas that are nowhere near those towns. So it certainly has increased awareness to this particular chemical throughout the whole region, and we are getting calls from all over the state.
Because of course this is a chemical that's kind of come on people's radar now, and before I would imagine that anybody who has done water sample testing, they weren't testing for this before.
No, they weren't, and that's a common question. We do thousands and thousands of private water tests throughout New Hampshire every year. Unfortunately, the nature of testing for this chemical is much, much different than testing for routine well contaminants such as arsenic or radon.
Can you give us an idea of, the timeline, how long it takes for you to test this water and, where does it go and the cost?
So there's only a handful of laboratories really throughout the whole country that are performing this particular analysis. So what we and the state of New Hampshire DES, what we are both doing is taking samples in and subcontracting them to laboratories who provide this specialty test. We personally are using a laboratory down in Connecticut. The cost of analysis is $200 is what we're charging, which is at this point enough to kind of cover our expenses for shipping it down there and handling the sample, and that's about it. Turnaround time on this is 2 to 3 weeks, which is the other concern. This isn't a test that people can give us a sample today and know within a day or two what their results are. Unfortunately, it's once we get the sample, it's a few weeks before they know the answer.
And imagine those wait times at these few labs that do this PFOA testing across the country. I imagine wait times could get longer as we hear about more and more testing around the country that's being done.
Well, I think that's inevitable. The few labs that were set up to do this are certainly being inundated for the first time, I'm sure, ever with this particular analysis. So I can't imagine that they're going to be able to maintain the same turnaround time and the same level of service.
Now, have you got any results back yet at all?
We have not, and we are anxiously awaiting our first round of results. We've received somewhere in the vicinity of 60 or 70 samples that are currently in process of being tested. So we did not begin receiving actual samples until just within the last couple of weeks. And because the test procedure itself is taking 2 to 3 weeks, we've not seen any come back yet. And there are, I'm sure, between us, other laboratories, and the state of New Hampshire, there must be hundreds and hundreds of samples that are still in process right now that are pending results that we don't know how they're going to turn out. So I think we're all curious to see how that turns out.
Well, Andrew, thanks so much again for the time.
Yeah, well, that's no problem at all. Let me know if you guys need to do anything else.